This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, January 12, 2012. I'm Caleb Brown. Ron Paul's appeal to first-time GOP voters and young people in general in Iowa and New Hampshire is hard to deny. It's not clear that the GOP is making much of an attempt to make those people lifelong Republicans. So says John Samples, director of the Cato Institute's Center for Representative Government.
There's a lot of data, but the one thing you notice as you thumb through it is that Ron Paul's voters in both Iowa and New Hampshire are significantly younger than others. In both places, about half of his voters were under 30 years old.
Okay. What does that mean relative to the other candidates?
Well, it means, first of all, since most 70% are over 45, that means part of the reason why he's having problems. But it does, I think, suggest something over the long term that might be good, which is that he has an attraction for younger voters. That was definitely a problem for the GOP candidate in 2008. Also, Ron Paul sticks out from the data that people who are voting for the first time in a GOP primary tended to be very strongly Paul voters. So at the front end of the whole process, the GOP primary voters that are coming through the door, as it were, are tending to go very strongly toward Ron Paul, and that might have some implications down the line.
This is from MSNBC. Remarkably, self-described independents accounted for nearly half of all voters Tuesday, a piece of data which has implications for November. Paul won 32% of independents, with Romney getting 29% and Huntsman picking up 23%.
That's right. Paul, in both Iowa and New Hampshire, as you note, Paul did as well as anyone. His showing among independents in Iowa was stronger than in New Hampshire. I think he has shown some appeal beyond the Republican base.
This is also from the same story from MSNBC. Paul dominated among voters 18 to 29, winning 47% of them, but they accounted for just 12% of the electorate, according to exit poll interviews. It's probably worth keeping in mind here that in both Iowa and New Hampshire, it's fairly easy for young people, for independents, for people who are, strictly speaking, not Republicans, to pick up a ballot.
Well, the other thing to remember about independents is many independents lean one way or the other. So some of those people might be loosely integrated into the political system. They are, after all, young. They might be drawn into a Republican primary because of Ron Paul's message or something about him. In that sense, he might be taking the first step toward moving a loosely affiliated younger independent to becoming a Republican primary voter in their 30s. The other thing about all of this is that there was 15% of the voters in the Iowa primary were under 30, and that's, the 18 to 30-year-old group is about 14-15% of the population. So the Republican so far, the Republican primary voters have not been overly old and with a lack of young people. They're roughly there, and Paul is showing some strength.
Mitt Romney won moderates, besting John Huntsman, according to MSNBC, 39% to 26%. That's not that surprising.
Well, Huntsman had made a claim to moderation and so on. I think ultimately what happened to him was that his strongest claim was his experience in government as an ambassador and so on. Romney did show strength among people defined as moderates or liberals, but Paul has shown strength also in both of those. In Iowa, a lot of people describe as moderate and liberal, particularly on social issues. That's where it sticks out, went toward Paul. And the odd thing about New Hampshire, I think, was that people who talked about being conservatives on deficits and budgets were not as clearly strongly for Paul as for, say, Romney. So in some ways, the people in these primaries that are socially moderate and to liberal, as they understand it, are drawn to Paul's message.
Romney did less well among lower-income people, winning 31% of those earning less than $30,000 a year. Ron Paul did best among that group, winning 36% of them. And I note that Mitt Romney did fairly well among those earning more than $100,000 a year. Is part of that the fact that so many of those earning less than $30,000 are also under 30?
Yeah, you would expect that there would be a kind of generational effect there. That is, if you're just, even with a Republican primary, when you're drawing on young people, they haven't gone up the income scale yet. So I think that's part of the problem. The other is that difference is perhaps not all that great given the sample sizes being fairly small. So it actually could just be a matter of chance.
Now, it's clear that that among the candidates, based upon these last two, that Ron Paul has brought a lot of youthful energy to the GOP. Is there any sense that the GOP itself is cognizant of this and is attempting to make these people lifelong Republican voters?
I have no indication at all that that's true. I mean, I think Ron Paul has been treated both by the party, to the extent that the party exists, and by, certainly by the media, as a person who is not a real candidate, a candidate that is just sort of in there making to get his message out, but not really doing very well, and a candidate who doesn't belong in the modern Republican Party or what the party has become, and yet, you know, it's very easy to forget how well this man has done, both in general and compared to his earlier performance. He's basically in Iowa was up 2.5 times what he did in 2008, and comparably in New Hampshire. He's may have hit a ceiling, but he is a serious candidate that has not been treated seriously, I don't think. The real question here about Ron Paul is, what does this mean not for Ron Paul, where many of us don't expect that he will ultimately get the nomination, but what does it mean about a more limited government outlook for the future, and what does it mean about young voters who might vote in Republican primaries in the future? I think this is a good, strong performance in particular because Ron Paul has been attacked on a number of points because of past issues and so on. This may well be something, a candidacy that we'll look back in a few years and say, you know, that really opened up the door for a libertarian candidate who in turn also made possible a stronger showing among middle-aged and younger people for Republicans.
John Samples is director of the Cato Institute Center for Representative Government. You can read more of his work at cato.org.